Things are always on the process of learning.
所以我哋人咧系不断喺呢个学习嘅过程当中嘅。
We cannot conceive ourselves alive unless we keep learning and growing.
除非我哋系不断嘅去学习同埋成长咧，我哋唔可以话我哋喺度生存紧。
From cradle to grave, we keep learning without ceasing.
从一个摇篮去到坟墓，我哋都系喺度学习紧。
We learn from others.
我哋从他人嘅身上去学习。
We learn from experiences.
我哋从经验中去学习。
We learn from the past.
我哋从过去嗰度学习。
There are still so many things we can learn, aren't they?
系仍然有好多嘢我哋可以去学习嘅，系咪
？In the midst of the many things we can learn, above all, we should learn the philosophy of the thankfulness.
就喺呢啲咁多要学习嘅嘢当中，就系最紧要嘅，就系一个感恩嗰个嘅哲学。
As children of God, who is gracious, generous, and faithful always, we have to learn to appreciate not only all the blessings we have from God, but also our God, the provider.
作为一位咁有恩典、慷慨嘅施予同埋信实嘅神嘅儿女，我哋就应该要学习点样嘅去感恩，不但只系上帝所俾我哋嘅祝福。更加嘅就係上帝一個嘅供應者。
You already heard these things.
我想我哋可能都聽過一啲咁嘅説話。
The flower of thankfulness comes out of the tree of satisfaction, and the fruits of the happiness comes out of the flower of thankfulness.
一朵感恩嘅花咧，係嚟自一棵滿足嘅樹，而一啲嘅喜樂嘅果子咧，係嚟自一朵感恩嘅花。
The goddess of the happiness comes through the door of thankfulness, while she walks out through the door of complaints.
一个快乐嘅神咧，佢系嚟从一对感恩嘅门嗰度行入嚟，亦都系从一个埋怨嘅门嗰度行出去。
There is also a Jewish wisdom.
有一个嘅犹太嘅智慧咁样话。
Who is the wisest in the world?
在世界上哪一个是最有智慧呢
?The one who learns from everyone.
就是那个是从所有人的身上学习的人。
Who is the strongest in the world?
在世界上哪一个人最强壮呢
?The one who overcomes the self.
就是那个能够克服自己的人。
Who is the richest in the world?
在世界上哪一个人最富有呢
?The one who satisfies oneself for what he or she has.
就是那个能够是满足于他所拥有的一切的人。
Richard Niebuhr said about 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13.
有一个神学家咧就讲到系喺哥林多前书十三章十三节嗰度。
He says, "And now faith and hope and love abide; these three, the greatest of these is love."
喺呢个经文嗰度咧就讲到，如今常存嘅有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大嘅系爱。
But he wanted to add another character.
但佢咧就想加多一样嘢喺入边。
He would rather put it this way.
佢就宁愿系咁样话。
And now faith, hope, love, and thankfulness abide. These four, and the greatest of them, this is thankfulness.
佢话如今常存嘅咧就有信、有望、有爱、有感恩。这四样中，其中最大嘅系感恩。
Thankfulness is surely the key for happiness and joy.
就係感恩係喜樂同埋歡喜嘅嗰個嘅關鍵。
Do you know gratitude is one of the characteristics that distinguishes humans from animals and between believers and non-believers?
你知唔知道咧？就係感激嘅心咧，就係一個嘅特性咧，係能夠係分辨出人同埋動物。亦都可以分辨出信徒与非信徒。
But there is also a leader of the cosmos.
但咧喺一个嘅宇宙当中咧，都系有一个嘅谜。
For God's indiscriminate generosity, how many of us are really grateful?
就喺上帝一个嘅无条件嘅施予喺当中嘅时候，我哋有几多个系真系去有呢个感激嘅咧
？How many of us think more about their need, which God always supplied, than about their desire？
我哋有幾多人就係好多時淨係喺度想到我哋嗰個嘅需要，而呢個需要上帝都係喺度供應嘅，而唔係去想到我哋嘅渴求咧。
How often we human beings forget the source of all the blessings？
有幾曾幾何時我哋嘅人類咧係好多時忘記咗呢啲祝福嘅源頭
？The Bible repeatedly witnesses the Israelite forgetfulness of indebtedness to God。
就喺聖經入邊咧，我哋都經常睇到記載到以色列人佢哋時時嘅去忘記咗佢哋對上帝嗰個嘅虧負。
There is a reason why the pride and arrogance which come from the forgetfulness of the indebtedness are the source of all the evils。
就係咧，點解驕傲同埋傲慢咧？依一個就係嚟自於我哋去忘記咗我哋嘅所欠嘅。这个就是也都是恶的源头。
But are we different from them?
而事实上我们是不是跟他们有不同呢？
I hope so, but not many of us can say that.
我都希望是，但是可惜的不是我们这么多人都可以这样说。
Then why we are not so grateful?
但是为什么我们这么不去懂得去感恩呢？
Often we modern Americans think that the bounties of nature and good we have come not from God, but from our own hard working and planning.
因為好多時我哋現代嘅美國人咧，好多時都咁諗到就係話，依個大地嗰個嘅恩惠同埋佢一切嘅美善咧，都係唔係嚟自上帝嘅，反而係嚟自我哋努力嘅去工作啦，或者係努力嘅去計劃啦。
We think we would not have all of the comforts and goods if we did not give special attention to our jobs.And carefully handle our finances.
就我哋谂咧，如果我哋唔系俾好多嘅专注力喺我哋嘅工作上，或者好小心嘅去处理我哋嘅财政咧，我哋就冇我哋而家有嘅呢一个嘅舒适同埋一切嘅好处啦。
Such bounties have not come from the Lord. We consider that we have earned them ourselves.
我哋觉得咧，呢啲一切嘅恩惠咧，都唔系嚟自上帝嘅。我哋觉得我哋系自己赚取翻嚟嘅。
To be sure, we think we believe in God fairly well.
但又覺得咧，我哋實又好肯定嘅覺得，哦，神我已經相信上帝得好好噶啦。
We believe that God created the world in the beginning.
我哋相信上帝係從開頭嘅時候就創造宇宙。
But now we think the nature proceeds on the basis of natural laws, and God has nothing to do with it.
但我們現在又會 去覺得就是說，這個的宇宙已經是按著那個宇宙的律的規律來去行走的了，而上帝是沒有空間在當中插手的。
Nature is closed system and there is no place where God interferes with that process.
宇宙這個的系統已經是自己可以運作的了，所以上帝根本是沒有這個參與在這個過程當中。
Yes, we consider ourselvesSelf-sufficient.
是的，有时我们会觉得我们自己是已经是自给自足了。
Today's call to worship and the gospel lesson, however, contradict our secular view.
但今天宣召的经文和一个福音的经文那里，就好像跟我们这个世界观、这个世俗的看法是有一个矛盾。
They emphasize that the natural world and all its processes were created and are continuously sustained by the action of God.
在这些经文那里都是很着重的去讲到这个的宇宙，这个世界它那个的运作都 是上帝所创造的，而且也都是靠上帝的手来去维持它的。
It is God who caused the fruit trees to bear and the vineyards to bring forth their grapes.
是上帝叫那个的果树有果实，亦都係叫嗰個葡萄園係有果子。
It is God who sends the rain upon the earth and causes the grain to grow.
係上帝係降雨俾一個嘅地上，亦都係上帝係叫係俾一個嘅甘露係俾嗰義人同埋不義嘅人。
It is God who causes all plants to grow after locusts have stripped the land before.
亦都係上帝係叫所有嘅植物去生長，喺一個嗰個嘅蟲去咬曬所有，去掠奪咗所有嘅地之後。
Without the action of God, such bounty would not be given.
所以如果唔係上帝嘅手，上帝喺度運作嘅時候，
Well, I know such a scripture witness also raises questions.
我知道呢，就係喺一段經文當中呢，亦都係會引起出一啲嘅問題。
As that means that every time we experience a natural disaster, like the recent fires, God is punishing some sin?
係咪呢？就每一次當我哋經歷一啲嘅大自然嘅災難嘅時候，就好似最近嘅大火呢？ 是不是就說到上帝在審判或者在責罰一些罪呢?
No, not always, I can say.
我可以說不是時時都是這樣的。
There are natural disasters that take place in the biblical stories that have no connection with God's judgment.
在聖經裡面的故事裡面都有說到一些大自然的災難，
such as the famine in the Genesis chapter 12 and 10.
就好像在創世記12章第10節那裡記載到那個饑荒。
Rather, the Bible is saying that the lordship of God over the natural world is a fact, and sometimes God does indeed use nature for God's purpose of judgment and salvation.
而在聖經裡面是講到就是說，是的，上帝是一個大地， 一個自然世界的屬於是上帝的，這個就是事實。而有時呢，上帝是會用到這個自然的大地的一切的發生的事情呢，是為了祂的目的，亦都是為了一些審判或者是拯救。
In that sense, our attitude should be at least to ask, whenever we face disaster, is God trying to tell us something?
在這樣的情況，我們就要有一個態度，我們可以最得閒到是在我們面對一個災難的時候可以有的，就是說，在這裏上帝是不是在跟我們說這些說話呢？
Yes, we would better to examine our lives and to repent of our unfaithfulness.
是的，我們在這個時候，我們是需要去監察我們的生命，然後去為到我們的不忠心來去
In this Thanksgiving Sunday morning, the scripture talks more than that.
在今天的一個感恩主日的早上，一個經文講的是比這個更多的。
We are in fact dependent creatures living on a dependent planet that would not exist and whose order would be sustained if God did not create and sustains.
我們在一個世上活著的時候，我們是完全是一個依靠住上帝的，我們一個住在這裡的宇宙，亦都是依靠住上帝的，我們是靠自己不可以存在，亦都不可以靠自己去維持。
Because we daily experience that common and unmerited grace of God that caused the sun rise on the evil and good, and the sand rains on the just and on unjust.
所以一個的落雨呢，上帝所賜的雨呢，是賜俾嗰啲義人，亦都係賜俾嗰啲不義嘅人。而喺我哋嘅周圍嗰度呢，我哋都係有上帝嘅手喺度看顧住嘅。Because
we are surrounded on every side by the world overflowing with the beauty and wonder and vitality.
因為我哋係周圍圍繞住我哋嘅呢， 都是上帝所賜給我們這個世界的美，以及祂的奇妙，以及一切的活力。
Because our Heavenly Father feeds the birds and clothes the lilies of the field.
因為我們的天父呢，祂是看顧那些小麻雀，祂餵飽他們，亦都是給田上的百合花有一個美麗的衣裳。
And because God gives us daily bread and lavishes on us,
而上帝呢，亦都係賜俾我哋有每日嘅食糧。
We can join in these salvation oracles for joys and be glad and rejoice for the Lord has done great things.
我哋能夠係同約珥先知一齊去歡喜快樂，係因為上帝係喺我哋嘅周圍係行咗奇事。
Furthermore, best of all, we can praise the Lord because the Lord is in our midst, and we know that He alone is our God and our loving Heavenly Father.
而且最重要的就是我們能夠去讚美上帝，因為上帝是在我們的中間，而我們知道上帝是我們唯一的神。 是一个是爱我们的天上的父。
Another reason why we are not so grateful is because we often are too excited about gift or gifts more than with the giver.
另外一个原因，为什么我们有时会是不能够去感恩的呢？就因为我们有时是太过的兴奋在那个礼物那里，而是忘记了赐礼物那个的赐予者。
For example, if I receive a present and I'm so captivated by it, and then I fail to thank and even ignore the person who gave it, then I will be considered ungrateful.
譬如就好似话，如果我系接受咗一份礼物，而我系为咗一份礼物太过着迷喺当中嘅时候，我又忘记咗去感激，或者系直情冇理到嗰个俾礼物我嗰个人。我就會係被認為係忘恩負義。
Yes, the ingratitude may be a symptom of too dearly love for the gift.
係嘅，當我哋係唔去感恩嘅時候，忘恩嘅時候咧，我哋就係可能係因為我哋係太過嘅去著迷喺嗰個禮物嗰度。
It easily becomes more important than the giver.
個禮物咧就變成係比嗰個嘅施予者係更加緊要啦。
In this sense, among the abundance of blessings,We should look beyond to thank God who provides our needs.
所以喺咁嘅情況之下，我哋喺我哋接受咗咁多上帝俾我哋嘅豐盛同埋祝福嘅時候，我哋就要學習去望向、去感謝嗰個賜予俾我哋嗰個嘅上帝。
The purpose and spirit of the Thanksgiving Sunday is to direct our attention beyond our material blessings to see the One who makes them and all.Our lives possible.
而喺呢个嘅感恩节嘅主日，嗰个嘅目的同埋个精神咧，就系去引导我哋嗰个嘅注意力，系唔系净系单单喺呢个物质嘅祝福上边，而系睇到嗰个所赐予俾我哋，或者系所创造一切，令到我哋能够好好生活嗰位。
In the other hand, vice versa, the gratitude turns our attention beyond the gift.
但是在另外一方面反過來說，如果我們能夠去感恩的時候，就將我們的注意力去不只單單是停留在那個禮物那裡。
Gratitude leads us beyond the gift to see the giver.
這個感恩是叫我們是不單只是只看那個禮物，而是看到那個賜予者。
It moves us beyond to the person who provides.
它是能夠推動我們向去到那個能夠去供應那個的人。
God is so generous and richly blessed all our lives with many things.
上帝實在是很樂於施予，很慷慨的，很厚厚的去祝福我們每一個人的生活，是用很多的物去賜予我們有很多的事情。
But only those who are grateful will see the giver.
但只是那些是學識去感恩的人就看到一個的賜予者。
That's why gratitude is essential for faith.
所以為什麼對信心來說一個的感恩是很重要的。
We know that Jesus said to the leper who didn't take the blessing for granted and came back to thank him.
我們也都看看就耶穌對那個長麻風那個翻返嚟去多謝耶穌，而唔係覺得佢嗰個醫治係順理成章嗰個。
Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well.
耶穌對佢話：起來走吧，你嘅信救了你。
There was a pastor who has taken the duty of the calling on inactive members of a church.
有一個嘅牧師咧，佢就係打電話俾嗰啲冇活躍翻教會嘅一啲嘅會友。
Time after time, he had listened to the tales of why seemingly good people had quit coming to worship.
他不斷就聽到一些都似乎是挺好的人，為什麼他們會沒有回教會呢？他聽到他們很多的故事。
Then he finally found one common denominator.
最後他就發覺原來是有一個共同的因素。
Some of you already know it, probably.
你們可能有些已經知道了。
All of those inactive members insisted for many different ways that they just were not sufficiently getting out of church what they expected.
他們那些所有這些的不活躍的會友呢，他們都很堅持就說到，因為呢是教會沒有很充分的去給予他們的所需要的，或者他們所期望的。
They think they were not being sufficiently fed or helped or inspired.
佢覺得咧，佢哋冇好充足嘅去被餵養，得到幫助或者係被啟發。
With that in my mind, I'd like to ask you this morning.
所以係咁樣嘅，我就想喺今日嚟問你一個嘅問題。
Are you come to worship to get fed or helped or inspired?
你嚟到崇拜嘅時候，係咪只係為咗得到餵養、得到幫助同埋得到啟示咧？
Or are you coming to worship service to give thanks and praise to God?
還是你係嚟到崇拜係為咗係要去感謝神，去獻上你嘅感恩？
Is there anyone who says God bless us 6 days a week, so when Sunday comes, I come to church to say thanks?
會唔會有人咁話就係話啊？上帝祝福咗我哋六日啦，咁嚟到主日嘅時候咧，我哋就翻到教會去獻上我哋嘅感恩。
Well, if you insist you come to worship only for getting fed or helped or inspired, like those inactive people, you will again miss the point.
如果你係好堅持嘅，就話到我嚟到去崇拜咧，只係為咗係得到一個餵養、得到幫助或者要得到一個嘅啟示咧。咁好似嗰啲係唔活躍喺教會嘅人一樣，咁你就喺當中你就唔明白啦。
People wrongly assume that what happens on Sunday morning was for them, not for God.
就好多人佢就係錯誤嘅去假設咗，就係話喺主日早上所發生嘅事情咧，係只係為咗佢自己嘅，唔係為神嘅。
If you agree with them, you are one of those potential inactive members.
如果你係同意咁嘅講法嘅時候咧，你就有可能都會成為一個唔活躍嘅會員。
Whatever factors draw you, either the pastor or the liturgy or the program or the fellows possibly may change after all.
就無論係咩原因因素去吸引你嘅咧，就可能係牧師啦，或者係嗰個嘅崇拜嗰個嘅禮儀啦，或者係嗰個嘅活動啦、團契啦、呢啲咁一切咧，就有一日都會有改變嘅。
Of course, they may be changed. I hope.
但當然咧，佢哋嗰啲都係會有改變嘅。我都希望佢有改變。
But what will never change is the magnificence and goodness of our God.
但永遠唔改變嘅咧，就係上帝嗰個嘅尊嚴，嗰個嘅威嚴，同埋上帝嗰個嘅美善。
God's faithfulness never changes.
上帝的信實是永遠不會改變。
None of those inactive ever said, I quit going to church because I decide God is no worthy of worship.
但沒有一個那些說不回教會的人呢，他會說到就說，我不回教會是因為呢，我覺得上帝不值得我去敬拜了。
I think Thanksgiving Sunday is a good occasion to emphasize this fundamental aspect of worship that often gets lost.In our efforts to minister to people's need.
所以我想呢，在一個的感恩主日裡面呢，是一個很好的時間呢，去著重一個是敬拜很重要的基本的一個方位。而這樣東西呢，很多時候呢，我們是因為我們努力去服侍人的需要的時候呢，我們是會失落了的。
As the people of God, yes, it is true that we are called to minister to one another.
作為上帝的民，是的，我們是每一個都是被呼召去服侍，彼此服侍。
But we are also called to minister to God, offering praise and thanksgiving to the one who is so good, so loving, so faithful to us, who cannot dare to say, we have been faithful.
但我同樣的，我們也是被呼召去服侍神，獻上我們那個的讚美，獻上我們的感恩。因為佢係時時都係咁良善嘅，咁慈愛嘅，亦都係咁信實嘅。
Today's gospel lesson is part of the Sermon on the Mount。
係今日一個嘅福音嘅書信咧，係嘅信息咧係係登山寶訓嘅一部分。
Jesus asks us not to be anxious about not essential things。
耶穌係教導我哋咧，唔好為咗一啲唔緊要嘅事情嚟去擔憂，嚟去焦慮。
Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear.
他呢是叫我们是不要为到生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。
Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?
生命不是胜于饮食吗？身体不是胜于衣裳吗？
Look at the brothers of Aaron. They do not sow or reap or store away in the barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
你们看看天上的飞鸟，它不种也不收，也不积蓄在仓里面，但你们天上的父尚且去养活他们。
Are you not much more valuable than they?
你们不是比这飞鸟贵重得多吗？
So do not worry saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?
所以不要忧虑就说要吃什么、吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Your Heavenly Father knows that you need them.
你的需要呢，你的天父是知道的。
But seek first in his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。
Interesting text for Thanksgiving, isn't it?
这一段的经文 是对感恩节来说是一个很有趣的经文，是吗？
But I think it's great text right on target.
但我觉得呢，这个是一个很好的经文，而且是很道题的。
After all, gratitude is the perfect antidote for anxiety.
而且况且呢，我们感恩呢，就是对焦虑来说是一个解药来的。
Looking over the total scope of your life, hasn't God been so good to you?
我们尝试去看看我们的一生，看看上帝是不是对你是有多好。
Do you think the future will be much different?
你觉得你的将来是会有点不同吗？
Here Jesus called his disciples and is calling you to realize the correlation between the faith and gratitude.
在这里耶稣 是告诉他的门徒听，也是告诉我们听，叫我们是去认识这个信心和感恩那个的关系。
Faith is important because it implies that we can trust God who always provides.
信心是很重要，因为呢这个是意味着我们是能够信靠上帝，因为他是时时的去供应我们。
Gratitude is acknowledgement that our God has provided our need.
而感恩呢，就是去承认我们的上帝是供应我们的需要。
Well, this premise works well until we realize that there are often situations where we want God to supply our need, but it seems not working anymore.
但有时呢，我们又会去知道有时有一些情况呢，就是说当我们去到上帝的面前，我都很衷心的 去求问，但是好似上帝系冇应允到，或者我哋系空手而回嘅。
So we often wonder.
所以我哋有时就喺度怀疑啦。
How we are to be grateful even when, after asking and trusting in God, it appears we are empty-handed or our questions are left unanswered.
就系点解有时咧，我哋都好感恩，我哋甚至去求问，去信靠上帝。但好似我哋最后都系个答案系冇一个嘅答案嘅。
To these perplexing questions, Paul Tillich points out that gratitude for specific things and happening is easy to express.
咁对于一个咁令人困扰嘅一个问题咧，有一个嘅神学家咧就指出就系话，就依一个感恩咧系对某一啲嘅事情特别嘅事情咧系比较容易嘅去表达嘅。
But the difficulty comes when we follow Christ. It seems that the blessings or good things are not available or not as expected.
但我们作为基督的跟随者，如果有时我们遇到一个的困难，就是说当这些祝福或者这些好像一些好处呢，是不是好像我们所期待这样来到的时候。
So he wrote, we are simply grateful.
但他就写到就说，在这个时候我们就是很简单地去感恩。
Thankfulness has taken hold of us, not because something special has happened to us, but just because who we are, because we participate in the glory and power of God.
所以我们能够是感恩，能够是紧紧地去抓住我们呢，不是因为有些特别的事情发生了，而是因为我们是谁，因为我们是参与在上帝那个的荣耀和祂的权能当中。
Jesus is calling us to strive first for the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well.
上帝呢是耶稣呢是在这里是叫我们呢是要先求祂的国和祂的义， 这些事情呢都会加给你的。
Here Jesus is not calling upon us to have the don't worry, be happy attitude.
但耶稣不是叫我们有一个说，哦，你不要担心啦，快快乐乐就得了，这种的态度。
Neither Jesus is suggesting that we should stop working to provide for our family's need or those of the community.
而耶稣也不是在这里提议就说，哦，我们不需要再工作了，不需要去赚钱来去供应我们家庭的需要。
Rather, he is reminding us that through faith, if we strive to follow the callings of God as our first priority, our need will be supplied in abundance that even exceed our dreams.
而在这里他实在的去提醒我们的就是说，藉着我们的相信，我们的信心，我们能够去努力的 去跟随上帝的呼召作为我们的优先，而我们的需要呢就会是上帝是供应，甚至是丰盛的供应，是超过我们所想所想的。
In this process, we also find ourselves redefining what our needs are because of our trust in God.
而在这个过程当中，很多时候我们就会重新定位我们的需要是什么，因为我们已经是信靠了上帝了。
That will relieve us from of the need of worry or anxieties.
这个呢就叫我们不需要再去为到一些需要来去担忧或者有一个焦虑。
I believe the Apostle Paul understood it very well and wrote.
我相信呢使徒保罗呢在这方面也是很明白，所以他这样写。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.First Thessalonians chapter 5.
在帖撒罗尼加前书第五章第十六节那里他这样说，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Our gratitude to God should not depend on external factors.
我们对上帝那个的感恩不应该是定于在我们周围外面的环境。
Instead, our gratitude should be found often our assurance who God is and to whom we belong.
反而呢，我们那个的感恩应该是在我们，因为我们确定知道上帝是哪一位，而也都知道我们是属于哪一个的。
I believe if we listen to God and hold the faith,
如果相信呢，如果我们能够是聆听上帝，也都是抓紧我们的信心。
The external circumstances cannot define us.
一啲外边嘅因素，外边嘅因素咧，系唔可以去将我哋定位嘅。
And we can be thankful all the time.
所以我哋咧就可以时时嘅去感恩。
Amen.
阿门。